It's Excellent Educators Day here on MyFM, where we're speaking with some of our area's most excellent teachers. I'm joined by Brittany Kish. Brittany, how did you become involved in teaching?
I've wanted to be a teacher since I was 4 years old. So when I was young, I used to come home from school and actually line up the teddy bears. And I remember getting a chalkboard and just going through the lessons or whatever it was that I learned that day. So I've kind of always had that in me. And then every year following anything I could do to work on being a teacher, I was doing it. So grade 9, take your kid to work day. I was like, sorry, mom and dad, I know what you do and I don't want to do it. So I'm going to go to a teacher and go back in the classroom again. So that's what I did. And that's kind of how it all started for me.
What do you feel you get out of this experience?
Teaching can be really rewarding. It's an area and a career that you never stop learning. So that's really incredible to just be constantly around people that are engaged in continuing to learn, engaged in continuing to be better and grow and challenge themselves. That in the profession with staff and then that experience with students too as well. It's a pretty incredible environment to be in.
What do you feel has been one of your biggest challenges?
For me personally, it was getting into teaching because I must have had poor timing or something. But there were a lot of teachers that really wanted to be teachers, obviously, because it's a really great profession to be in. So I ended up leaving the country and taught in Colombia, and I taught in Belize for just more experience and actually being able to get in the door of teaching, and then returned back to Canada and was able to get onto the board with a little bit more experience.
What accomplishment as a teacher are you most proud of?
I'm really proud of a pilot project that I started with the Robinson Community Garden. Myself, alongside a lovely group of people, are all working very hard together to build a program called Sustainable Kingston. So it's with the Robinson Community Garden, and students are growing beans in the classroom, calculating growth rate, projecting what their growth rate of these seeds are going to be as they continue to grow. Eventually, we'll get them into the ground and harvested, and then right back into the hands of the people that need them most. So back to community members, and right back into the schools for curriculum use too as well. So Robinson Community Garden, check it out.
Thank you very much, Brittany, for joining us today and for being an excellent educator.